Hey there! I have Heidi Hills joining us today. She is a life and health coach who specializes in self-care and behavioral shifts. Her business is Healthy Habits for Me. So we're in for a treat today, a healthy one.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, before we meet Heidi, I'm going to share the awkward dating moment. And this story is from a friend of mine. And she says, I had a big crush on a guy in college. I never seemed to be able to get his attention. One day, I was at the laundromat washing and drying my clothes. I was using the stackable set with the dryer on top. I had just finished the dry cycle and luckily had folded all of my underwear and put it in the basket when I noticed my crush walk in. I tried to act cool. And I reached up to grab the rest of my clothes out of the dryer, but everything was all tangled up. I pulled part of the wad out of the dryer and a sock flipped out onto the floor. Without letting go of the clump of clothes, I bent over to grab the sock off the floor, and in doing that, I pulled the rest of the clothes out of the dryer onto my back. Normally, I'm sure she hated the fact that he didn't even know she existed, but that day she said, I was totally hoping I was invisible to him. Oh my gosh, that would be so embarrassing. I guess she could have just knelt down and hid under the pile of clothes till he left, but that would have been equally as awkward. All right, I'm so excited to have Heidi with me. She is so much fun. I met Heidi at a networking meeting. I joined her group, and then when I heard her give her little commercial, I knew we'd be friends because her energy is contagious. And it made me want to know more about what she does. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of what I learned about her through her bio, and then I'll have her tell us about herself. She coaches the everyday working woman who is being pulled in all directions to fill her cup by developing healthy habits through mindfulness, movement, and connection so that she has energy, confidence, and harmony at home and work. That sounds amazing. So, Heidi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I am so glad you're here today. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am 44. I'm a wife and a mom, and I've been married for 19 years, which is pretty awesome. So, just past that this month. I have a almost 15-year-old daughter in just a couple of weeks. And I have a son who just turned 11. So I'm one of those crazy moms, and I love birthday parties. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of overdid it this last time, though.
Why? What did you do?
So since he turned 11, we're Harry Potter fans, mm-hmm. and we totally went nerdy and did a Harry Potter party, and I turned my house into Hogwarts.
Wow.
So it was super fun. I made all my family play parts.
Oh, you did? Did they have to dress up and everything?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And they were all really good sports about it.
Oh, good. So I bet he really loved fun. It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It will be talked about, and we won't be doing that again.
It will be a birthday to remember.
Exactly.
So, perfect. What kind of things do you enjoy doing?
I love going to the beach. Let's be honest. I love going to the lake and getting to go out on the boat and water ski. My favorite thing of all times is slalom water skiing.
Wow.
Honestly, it's probably because I had to work really, really hard to do it. It did not come easy for me. Mm-hmm. I learned how to regular ski. It wasn't too bad to learn. I popped up on the first time doing it on the wakeboard, but that slalom ski, it literally took me years to be able to get up. And so I love it.
It is an accomplishment
yes.
that now you enjoy. That's
it's
awesome.
So yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I can't even get up on two skis.
I love it. I love the water. I love to hike. Been something that I've always loved doing and I always wanted to get big into, but this year I actually went ahead and made it more of a focus. I hiked Ben Lomond with my sisters and friends, and then with some girls and women from church, we actually went to the Tetons and did, I believe it was the Lower Saddle, I think is what it was called. So, yeah. So this year, that was fun.
The views are amazing when you get up there. If you can get up there.
They were really nice, but then we went into fog. Which is really cool, too, but the views weren't what we thought they would be.
You just had the views of each other.
Yes.
Well, perfect. Yeah. I would love to have you share what made you decide to be a coach. You're a life and health coach.
Yes.
Okay.
I've always tried to be active and pretty healthy throughout my life, but it always seemed that there was something out there that was, oh, you need to do this to be healthy, or you need to eat this. Oh, wait a minute, that's not healthy anymore.
Yes.
You need to not do this. So it was just so confusing, right? We're always hearing things. We still hear things like that.
Eggs are healthy. Eggs are not healthy.
Bingo, yeah. Exactly.
And what is it?
I know, right? So that's what I wanted to learn. I was like, I need to figure out what's right for me. And then I can also help others do the same.
Yeah.
So that's what drew me to going back to school. So I went to HCI, which is Health Coach Institute.
Okay.
It's an online school, but it's internationally accredited health coaching school.
Okay.
One thing that a lot of people don't know is that here in Utah, you don't have to go to school. Anybody could call themselves a health coach or a life coach. But I went to school, I got my certification, so I'm actually certified health and life coach. So that's a little bit different because I did go to school and get those things. So I loved it. It was something I was really hoping that would help me distinguish what was healthy, what wasn't healthy, different things like that. And honestly, I was just praying as I started school, going, please be what I want this to be, that it's not just going to be fluff and foo-foo. And it wasn't. And I love it.
Oh, good. Good. So you learned about to be a health coach or life coach or both?
I did both. So I did my health coaching first, did my certification, did the schooling for that and got certified as a health coach.
Okay.
And then I did my schooling and got my certification for life coach. And so something that's a little bit different about me than a lot of other people and coaches is that I really intertwine the two.
Oh, perfect.
So my health and life coaching, I'm going to just mix both of them in as I'm coaching, whether they're coming to me for health or life, because honestly,
they
all together.
Together.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. All right. So when did you get started?
I went back to school in 2017.
Oh, okay.
So you've been
in it for a little bit.
For a little bit.
Awesome. Okay. As I was talking to Heidi and getting to know her, I had a bunch of questions that I wanted to ask her. And I thought that there are a lot of people who probably have similar, women who have similar questions. So what is a healthy habit?
Okay. So any habit is something that we engage in, something that we do all the time. It's just something that comes to our mind, we want to do it, or we are drawn to be doing all the time. When we're doing a healthy habit, it's one that's going to improve our health and wellness. And I thought I would just give you a quick tip on a healthy habit while we're here.
Oh, yes, we love it.
Something that most people don't think about is important for our health is our sleep. As adults, we need on average 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night.
Wow.
So something to think about that people pride themselves on. Well, I only have to sleep for 3 hours.
Okay. Well, I have a question about that then because, well, I was trying to sleep 8 hours, but I would wake up in the middle of the night and be up for 2 hours.
Okay.
So I've only gotten 6 hours of sleep for a little bit. Are there people who only need that, or like, what do I do to help sleep longer?
Okay. So everybody is different. So something I always say is everybody and everybody is different. We need to know that everybody's different.
Okay.
So if you are good on 6 hours, then you're good on 6 hours. But in common, 7 to 9 is where we want to be.
Okay.
So there's certain things you can do before you go to bed to try to help calm yourself down and do different things. In the middle of the night, that's not what we want. But if your body's waking up early because you're done sleeping, go for it. Get up and get going. But just in general, because there's a lot of things, we could totally go into that, but we're not going to just dive into that. So
yes, because I have heard that when you're not getting enough sleep, it affects every aspect of your life.
Yes.
Even if you're trying to build muscle or if you're bulking up or whatever, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to kind of hurt that.
It's one of those things that people do not think is important. Like they take it really lightly. And it actually is a huge part of our health and wellness.
And some people think it's super important, like teenagers.
And you know what? They actually do need a lot of sleep.
They do. Some of my teenagers needed more than others, it seemed like.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, perfect. So for you, what are some of your healthy habits in your daily routine?
we just talked about sleep. This is mm-hmm. perfect.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that to have a great day starts the night before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so to have a great day, it starts the night before because we have routines to help us get to sleep, to help us sleep well.
That
if
makes
we have
sense.
A good night's rest, that's going to jumpstart our day for the next day where we actually have the energy and to go about doing things. So it starts the night before. So once again, getting into a routine around sleep and things like that. The next morning after I get up but I use the restroom, the first thing I do is I drink a huge glass of water.
Right when you get up.
Right when you get up. So mm-hmm. have it in your bathroom and I'll just turn it on the hot because it's not hot at that point. You mm-hmm. can do it the night before. You want lukewarm. You can have, honestly, the warmer the better.
Oh.
I don't love warm water, so I don't go that warm. Mm-hmm. But just water in general. So
yeah, I would
anywhere.
Feel like you're drinking like bath water or something.
Exactly.
But I also can't have cold water, so
yeah. So the in-between is perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Anywhere between 8 to 20 ounces. So some days will only do 8. Some days I can do more. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay.
But if you do that, it actually is going to help boost your energy for that day, for that morning. It's going to jumpstart you for the day.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
It is fabulous. Try it and continue doing
it. Can you put like lemon in it or
yes,
anything?
Yes, that would be even better.
Sweet.
So I'm just too lazy to go downstairs
just
and
have
get
some lemons in your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what something I do every day.
Okay.
Another thing I do is I work on getting my intentional movement in. We hear the word exercise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have changed that to intentional movement as I'm talking to with my clients and things mm-hmm. because sometimes exercise has a bad...
It's a bad word.
Word. And they're like, oh, I hate to exercise.
Yeah,
it's
that's
awful.
True.
It's drudging. It's all these things. So if we can focus on intentional movement... Well, our bodies are made to move.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do that,
that
it's
sounds way better.
Put a completely different, yes, it's completely different on our mindset, right?
Yeah.
Our mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So then I just make sure I get that and then I go on about my day.
Do you do the same movement every day or
oh,
do you
heck
like
no.
switch it up? Because I
get bored with the same thing. I can't even handle that. So
oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm one of those that switches it up. So I love to hike. So I've done more hiking this summer.
Okay.
I will run. I've mm-hmm. reduced the running because I've increased the hiking.
Oh, okay.
But I love workout videos.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
have a rower in my basement.
Oh,
and
wow.
so sometimes it's a super quick, fast workout.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a lot of time, I can mm-hmm. just go down and do the rower. And then be
just
done.
Just get moving.
And just get moving.
Mm-hmm.
Those are basically what I do. And there's tons of workout videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my favorites, if you want to know what they are, is one's Pop Sugar. And
Pop
she
Sugar.
Has, yep, Pop Sugar. And she has tons of different videos and different types of workouts
okay.
that you can do. Recently, I've really gotten into, it's called Team Body Project. They're from Australia. I love them. The guy that does it is all about low intensity, but high impact. Like you are really going to get a workout.
You're moving.
You are moving.
Okay.
So he gives you the option and one of the gals will be like doing high intensity. So sometimes I'll just mix it like, yeah, I'm doing low right now. Oh, I'm doing high right now. Depends on my day is
okay.
how much I do. Depends on, you know, how your body's feeling.
Okay.
And the point is that consistency is the key.
Okay. Is there a minimum time that you need to do it?
For myself or anybody?
Anybody.
You know what? They say if you can do 10 minutes a day, that mm-hmm. is going to be extremely helpful for you.
That's true. That's better
and
than nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then usually it builds up from there. So,
okay.
and you know, and like for me, some days it's a half an hour. I'm like, yep, put in that half hour video. I'm good to go. When I'm on the rower, honestly, I can be done in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I want to go do something else, but
mm-hmm.
I get bored. That is the same movement over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
That's
handle
true.
Much more
That's
of that.
That's true.
But it's
You've
one of those
You've across
that
the
works.
Lake and you're done.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I remember I dated a guy who was at the gym a lot. Mm. And I said, okay, say that things worked out and we got married. How long do you spend at the gym a day? And he's like, well, I just go for like 3 hours and I would love it if you came with me. I was like,
just 3 hours.
I don't think I'll even go for a half hour, but thanks. Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah. No. In fact.
And I don't have any muscle. Just kidding.
You know what? It's so funny because that, seriously, you say, I don't have 3 hours to do. Mm-hmm. I learned that long ago. Okay, so going to college, freshman 15 is a real thing. For me, it was more like the freshman 30, you know? Yeah. And so I learned going to the gym, I figured that, you know what, Heidi? You've got to get back into this. I had played sports, you know, all those things, right? Mm-hmm. But it was, okay, you don't have 3 hours to spend at the gym. You might not even have an hour, mm-hmm. but if you can give yourself 20 minutes, a half an hour on those days that you don't have very much time mm-hmm. and then give yourself longer on other days, that's the key. So okay. I am huge, and I just said it a minute ago, but consistency is key. Okay. That's what I learned long ago okay. because busy moms, yeah. are you kidding me? How are you supposed to be at the gym for 3 hours?
Kidding.
I don't
Who's
think
home
so.
Doing the dishes?
Exactly. And you know what? And it's intentional movement. So you're home. I got to go mow the lawn.
Yeah,
I've
that's do, true.
They're a movement.
That is good. You know? That's good to remember because a lot of us are just always moving.
Yes.
And then to fit an hour exercise or workout in there too. That's good to know though, because I think I get stuck on the time. Well, Heidi, this has been so fun and I don't want to end it yet, but we do have to for this episode, but I'm going to have you back because I have so many more questions we got through like two.
Sounds good. I love
so
it.
So will you come back?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, everybody, we'll have Heidi back so I can ask her all my other questions. So in the meantime, happy and healthy dating.
Ooh.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. I hope you enjoyed listening to Heidi and her thoughts and suggestions about developing healthy habits. Check out the show notes on how to find her. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you. It's what I do. It's what I live for. Then you can play Little Mermaid, that song that Ursula sings. Thanks.
This is copyrighted audio from Disney. Somebody wants a copyright strike. You mess with the mouse, you're gonna get the mouse.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.